Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The coronavirus now has a new name, COVID-19. There are new reports every day, but there's also a call not to panic. Transworld Radio's John Fugler says they're offering a new special report.
We sought out a medical expert from the Christian Medical and Dental Association, Dr. David Stevens, and have a 26-minute program in English right now that's being translated into other languages as well, that's going out over the air in some of our high-powered radio stations to reach multiple countries.
Plus, they're about to release some 5-minute programs in Mandarin. These are available via radio, social media, WhatsApp, and TWR360.
You just never know when you put broadcasts out over the airwaves, who is going to pick that up and listen to it, hear that message, and God has already prepared them through His Holy Spirit.
And by making religious freedom a global priority, the newly launched International Religious Freedom Alliance could create opportunity for gospel workers. Isaac Six with Open Doors USA says,
churches in the United States, people listening to this, think about where are their missionaries at and what's keeping them from being able to share their faith with others. Often, there are either societal or governmental pressures or regulations that really, really inhibit the freedom of people to share the gospel.
The Alliance launched last week at the U.S. National Prayer Breakfast in Washington, D.C. It's the first group of its kind, with 27 countries committed to 5 principles. Go to missionnews.org for the full report.
The Alliance determined to be proactive in their work, not just sort of we all agree on these principles and we'll sort of passively make sure everything's fine, but we're going to proactively work on promoting religious freedom, not just in our own countries, but in other countries as well.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website. Go to missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.